This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 7th, and on this day in 2016, tennis champion Maria Sharapova revealed she had tested positive for a banned substance. Sharapova is one of only 10 women to have accomplished the career Grand Slam by winning all four majors at some point in their career. Her first major came at Wimbledon in 2004. She followed that up with a U.S. Open title in 06, the Australian in 08, and the French Open in 2012 and again in 2014. She spent time as the world's number one player in 2005 and again in 07, but she also had issues with injuries. She had a shoulder injury in 2007 that limited her action a little. After starting 2008 so well with the Aussie title, it ended on a sour note with a torn rotator cuff that required surgery. The shoulder injury flared back up in 2013, but of course she came back and won her second French Open in 2014. Now, here on this day in 2016, Sharapova called a press conference to announce a failed drug test taken during the Australian Open on January 26th. The drug was meldonium, and it had only been added to the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of banned substances beginning January 1st of that year. Sharapova said she did not know it had been added to the list and that she had known it by a different name. It's not approved by the FDA, but in Sharapova's home country of Russia, it is, along with other former Soviet states. It's used to treat heart issues, metabolic and neurological diseases, but it does have some advantages for athletes, such as an increase in endurance performance, improved rehabilitation after exercise, protection against stress, and enhanced activations of central nervous system functions. Now, that's according to a study in the journal Drug Testing and Analysis. It's a hormone and metabolic modulator. Sharapova had been prescribed meldonium for the past 10 years, though the typical period for a prescription is no more than a matter of weeks. Her attorney said she had been given the drug beginning in 2006 for an immune deficiency, abnormal EKG results, and diabetes indicators. After this announcement on the 7th, she was placed on provisional suspension. She lost several sponsorships because of it, and player reaction was mixed, well, mostly not positive. Mostly it was player disbelief that she did not know. Even though it had only been recently added to the list, players said, "Somebody on your team has to know what's acceptable and what's not, and what you are putting into your body." On June 8th, Sharapova was suspended for 2 years. In October, that was reduced to 15 months. She returned to tennis in April of 2017, and she made a run at the French in 2018, but lost in the quarters. Sharapova retired from professional tennis in 2020. Also on this day, in 2012, Lionel Messi scored 5 goals in a Champions League match as his Barcelona team beat Leverkusen 7-1. It was the first time a player had ever scored 5 goals in a UEFA Champions League game. And let's get some March Madness going. On this day in 1970, Notre Dame's Austin Carr scored 61 points in a first-round NCAA tournament game against the Ohio Bobcats in a 112-82 win. He hit 25 of 44 shots from the floor and was 11 of 14 from the free-throw line. His 61 points are the most scored ever in an NCAA tournament game, and amazingly, he followed that up with a 52-point performance against Dan Issel in Kentucky in the second round. He scored 45 in the round of 8 in a loss to Iowa that ended the Irish's run in the tourney and stopped Carr's impressive tournament performance. And today's non-sports did you know. In 2012, a missing woman on vacation in Iceland was found when it was discovered that she was in the search party looking for herself. That's all for today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.